Part 13, Chapter 1. One thing at a time, Johnny told himself. Do each thing properly. Each one as it comes up, and each one in its turn. He had read that in a book from the Man Library. He had been looking for cures for radiation, and he found some. And he'd also found a book about how to handle confusion. It came from too many things at once, and that was certainly happening now. The drone, the possibility of a cyclo counterattack, the outcome of the compound battle still in question. No reports yet of the attacks on other mine sites. One could easily get confused, make a mistake, even panic. Stay calm, one thing at a time. Dancer had been racing flat out southward. That was not the right thing to do. He could founder her. He began to alternate a trot with a run.
It's okay.
She was breathing better. The light was failing. Something as silly as a tripped horse could wreck everything. Trot, run, trot, run.
Yeah, yeah.
20 miles.
Come on.
They would make it. He had a mine radio in his pocket, small by cyclo standards. At 10 miles, he began to call Glenn Cannon, Thor's pilot. Johnny spoke into the mic as he rode. At about 11 miles, Glenn Cannon's voice came back.
Is that you, McTaylor?
The voice sounded a bit weak.
Can you see a running horse from where you are?
Said Johnny. There was a long pause. Then...
Yes. You're about 3 miles northeast of me. You got Terrell?
Yes, but he's all tied up at the moment.
There was a silence and then a short, barking laugh. Some of the tension had gone out of Glenn Cannon's voice when he spoke next.
What was he after up there?
Long story. No time now. Just be calm. Johnny said aloud.
The girls are safe. Thor is hurt, but all right.
A sigh of relief at the other end.
Can you still pilot a plane?
Said Johnny. Pause.
My ribs are a bit caved in and I have a twisted ankle. That's what's taking so long getting back to the compound. But yes, McTaylor. Of course I can still pilot a plane.
Keep traveling toward the compound. Have a light ready to flash. I'll send a mine car for you. They'll need air cover.
I have a light. I'm sorry about the air cover.
That was my fault. Good luck.
Dancer alternately trotted and ran. Keep calm. Things were not hopeless. They had a fighting chance. There were bright spots. They had agreed not to blow up the whole compound. The historian wanted the library. Angus wanted the machine shops. They evidently hadn't sent any radioactive bullets into the domes. Except for the drone and its escort, they still apparently had air control.